Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf chaf hey. Sanhedrin daf chaf hey. Sorry. And the daf is sponsored the Refuah Shleima Beilachana Bas Esther. Beilachana Bas Esther, the Refuah Shleima. Okay, let us go to chaf dalad amabez the Mishnah. Eluhein hapsulin. These are the people who are pasul. Rashi says ladun ulahaid. To judge and to be made. The following are psulim. Tosis already points out that pashtus is that all of these are those who are pasul midrabanan. Because the Mishnah here doesn't say people who are mechal Shabbos and people who eat treif and people who mamish steal. Those are psulim daraisa. Those aren't on the Mishnah, aren't on the list. So it must be that these are the people who are pasul daraisa. We know. These are the ones who are pasul even midrabanan. Hamasachi bekuvya. People who play with dice. Hamal the Baribis, people who lend money with interest. The Gemara will talk about, isn't that an Issa Daraisa? What's the Chiddush? Mal the Baribis. Uma Friche Yonim, people who raise pigeons. Visochare Shvit. Well, we'll see, that's one shot of the Gemara. Visochare Shvias. People who do business during Shvias. Again, the Gemara tomorrow, Bez Hashem, will talk about doing business during Shvias. Isn't that an Issa Daraisa? So what is the chiddush of that? Amar Bshimin, v'tchila hayakaranos on osvei shvius. Originally, they used to call these people the gatherers in shvius. Bisharabu ha'anasin, once the anasin, those who forced them to do something, became many. Chazul lekros on sochrei shvius. Then they called them sochrei shvius. Again, what does that mean? We will, as we have to wait till tomorrow. Amar Bihuda. Bihuda ends off the Mishnah. Amasai, when do we say that these people, let's say Mislachi Bekuvya, Our pasul bizman shein lahem umnes elohu. That's only if this is their only profession. They don't have any other occupation. Aval yesh lahem umnes shelohu ksherin. But if they do something else, then they are kosher. Says Rashi. What's the svara? What's the svara that some? Why is it according to Rabbi Yehuda that if this is all one does for a profession, they gamble? They play with dice. Why they pasul eidus? So Rashi, the last Rashi on the Mishnah, she'en lo omnes elohu, dehoel ve'ein oskin bi yeshuvo shel olam, since they are not involved constructively in the world, einan v'kiyan v'tiv din in masa umatan. Number one, they don't have knowledge. They don't have knowledge of business. They're not involved in any normal activities, business activities. Therefore, they can't judge those kind of activities. So number one, they're not knowledgeable. And number two, ve'einan yirechet. And also because they're involved in taking people's money in improperly all the time, so they're not yirechet. So for those two reasons, they cannot be part of the judgment process. Okay, that's why they are pasul. That is Rashi. Tosas points out ve'eluhein hapsulin, as I mentioned, yesh garsim. Some say that some have the girsa of avadim. Of avadim in the Mishnah, mishum desvir leitik achashav akapsuli drabanan uda araisa. Some have the girsa of avadim, says Tosfos, because they say some daraisa people are in the Mishnah. And Veloni Hira does not like that. Mishum delochashav b'masizir akapsuli drabanan, because all the cases of the Mishnah are drabanan, right? Mamish real gazlanim it doesn't say. It only says people who lend with interest. We'll see what that means. That people who gamble, as Rashi calls them, they're all me'ain gazlanim. They're kind of quasi gazlanim, but they're not actual gazlanim. So therefore, says Tosfos that pashtus. I don't like the svara. I don't like the girsa of avadim in the Mishnah. Okay, so now let's get into the main gambling sugya in Shas. Right here says the Gemara. Misachi b'kuvya my kavid. What's the problem with somebody who plays with dice? What's the problem with that? So he plays with dice all day. Says the Gemara, two answers. Number one, b'chlokos Rami Bar Chama and Rav Sheshes. Amar Rami Bar Chama, mishum dahave asmachta, v'asmachta lo kanya. Why is it that a person cannot gamble? Because it is an asmachta on behalf of the other person. What does asmachta mean? Where I commit to something based on a future event where I'm hoping turns out one way, but it might not turn out that way. Says Rashi. Rashi says this in many places. First Rashi on the Gemara. What's an asmachta? Hainu. Davar de'eno nosin lo midaito. Something that he does not give willingly. El asomech al davar she'eno. He relies on something that did not happen yet. To suffer shu yachol v'natzeach. He thinks he might win. Upa'amesh amenatzchen oso. Sometimes he loses. So that is not a full gemira's das. It's not a full rutzon in the transaction. That's an asmachta. It's relying on something in the future that might or might not occur, and therefore we paskin, says Rami Bar Chama, asmachta lo kanya. That type of commitment is not kona. If I sell something, if I buy something, if I give something, that's a regular kinyan. But asmachta is not a full kinyan because I don't want to do it. And even if I say, I'm ready to give up the money, I'm ready to give up the money, I want, you know, it's worth it to me, doesn't matter. Deep, deep down, I'm not fully giving. I'm agreeing to give it up, but I don't really want to give it up. And therefore, in Judaism, there's a very, very high standard of what smacks of gazelle. So actually, we've got taking somebody else's money, unless somebody is fully, deep down, ready to give it, so then we call that an asmachta, and asmachta is lo kanya. Again, hashkafically, it's a very important idea in terms of how we look at other people's money. The Achronim discussed an interesting question, this is not in the Rishonim really, why is an asmachta what we call dvarim shebalev? I'm doing something, I'm paying you, so what deep down that I don't want to do it? That's called dvarim shebalev. Dvarim shebalev ain't dvarim. So why is there any issue here? Just go by what he says. And they say, what about, maybe this is called what's called Dvarim Shebalev Ubalev Kol Adam. Maybe it's just so obvious that it's beyond Dvarim Shebalev. Like the cases we had in Maseches Kiddushin, somebody sells all of their property because they don't think they have any sons. Then all of a sudden their long-lost son walks into their house the next day. So even though they didn't say at the time, I am giving away all my property because I don't think I have a Yoresh, but when the Yoresh walks in, it all goes back. Because that's called Dvarim Shebalev Ubalev Kol Adam. It's obvious. So maybe here too, it's obvious. And therefore, that is why it would be called Asmachta, even though he's not saying anything about that he doesn't want to do it. But the Rav David Pavarsky here in his Pirush on the Sanhedrin, his Shiur Sanhedrin, says maybe it's compared to that. That sometimes it's so clear it's as if it's said. So therefore, that's how the Achronim deal with that question. Okay, so that's Rabbi Rachama, Asmachta lo Kanya. So therefore, according to that, if everybody loses every single time they play, and they make sure to lose every single time they play, that they're not violating any Asmachta. They're not violating any Gezel. Maybe Lifnei Iver. But they're not violating Asmachta because they're giving it, but then they're not stealing at all. That is Rami Racham's shita that gambling is Asmachta, the Asmachta lo kanya. We'll get the details. Let's continue though. Rav Sheshes Amar Kol Ki Agavda Lav Asmachta Hi. Rav Sheshes says no, it's not an Asmachta here. It's not Asmachta. You know what the problem is in the Mishnah? Why is it that Masachim B'Kuvi are apostle? El Lafisha Ein Asukin B'Yishuvah Shal Olam. Because they're not constructively participating in the world. That's why it's a problem of Masachim B'Kuvi. What are they doing? They're just playing dice. But it's not a problem of stealing, says Rav Sheshes. There's no stealing issue. It's just that they do this, they're not involved in the world at all. Ma'i B'Nayu, what's the nafkamina between these two shitas? Ike B'Nayu, Tegamar Emun Asach Risi. Right, the machlokas is that the nafkamina is if you do something else for a living. There's something else for a living. And according to Rav Sheshes, then there's no problem because you are contributing constructively. According to Rami Brachama, it still would be a problem because every one time is a problem of asmachta. Did Tana, as our Mishnah says, or Ditanya, Amr Yehuda, must have a him umnesalahu, avayishla umnesalahu, kisherim. So therefore, we kind of link the machlokas in the Mishnah, machlokas tanoim, to this machlokas amoraim. It seems like Rami Rachama paskins like the Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehud in the Mishnah fits in with the Shita of Rav Sheshes. One of the big issues is, why does Rav Sheshes not say, why does he hold it's not asmachta? And who do we paskin like? So first, Rav Sheshes and Shita, it's not an asmachta. Why is it an asmachta? Asmachta comes up all over. It comes up in the end of Baba Basra. It comes up in various places in Shas. So why does Rav Sheshes say that this is not a case of asmachta? So, first we see Rashi. Rashi says, you know why it's not an asmachta? Says Rashi, v'heichidami asmachta, what is an asmachta, even according to Rav Sheshes? K'gonim over v'lo avid ashali b'meitva. Something that is totally in one's control. If it's in my control, and then it doesn't happen, that's an asmachta, because I think that I'm going to do this. I think that I'm going to take care of this. Where somebody says, you know, come mashlas a shtarot to get pashit. For example, I owe you $100, and then I come back to the day of that I owe you the money, and I pay you 50. And I say, you know what? I don't have the extra 50, but you know what? Give the shtar to a third party, and you know this guy over here, and we're going to tell that third party that if I don't pay you the extra 50 by a certain date, he'll give you back the shtar, so you'll be able to collect the whole 100 again. because he's so sure that he's going to be able to pay the 50. He's not going to have to pay the extra 100. So, and then in the it ends up that he doesn't pay. And the guy gives the shtar back and he tries to collect the whole 100. That's a smachta. Because I never think it's going to happen. I think that I'm going to pay. I think I'm going to pay the extra 50. So I'm going to have to give you another 50. That's a case of asmachta. That's the case. Why? To somech al lo davar. Because you're relying on something that you don't think will ever happen. The sover calls it biyadi lasos. You think it's in my control. Whenever it's in your control, whenever there's a skill involved, so that's not asmachta, says Rav Sheshes. But aval hacha, in this case, playing with the dice is total luck. Dice is total luck. You have no control. It's like a slot machine. It's total luck. Lo somech is not a card game. It's luck, it's dice. And therefore, lo samech amidi, he doesn't rely on anything. To halo yadi, that's what he does. He has no idea what's going to happen. It's all luck, and therefore the fact that he goes into it means that he's ready to commit. That is why Rav Sheshes says, that's the end of the Rashi. Aval hacha lo samech amidi, dehalo yadi natzachin lo natzach. He doesn't know if he's going to win or not. V'yafilo hachi asni, and still he makes the condition and he goes into playing. Shma mina misveikas. You know from there, because he's in such doubt, asni gamar vakni v'lav gzeilahi. He's ready to commit that it's not a gzeila. So something that is total chance, that she does Rashi. If it's based on chance, and this is how the Ran likes Rashi Shita also, based total, the more chance it is, the better it is. The more skill involved, the more it's in my control, so then it would be a problem. Tehecha, this is the Ran talking now for Rashi. Tehecha she'ena davar tali biyado klal, if it's total luck, ein bo misham asmachta. That's not an asmachta. V'leka lememer lo gomer umakne, v'nei shu suver, she'ashlim t'no, tala biyado klal, helka vaday gomer umakne. But something, davar shu biyado mamish, who somech b'dayta lasos, then that's asmachta and it doesn't work. That's the problem. That is Shitas Rashi and the Ran. Tosas quotes Rashi and he quotes a couple of other opinions as well. And this is big Tosas. Tosas on the next Amud, on Chafem and Aleph. So it counts. We're on the next Amud. Yesterday Amud Beis was very quick. There was not much. We'll get there earlier today. But again, the action yesterday was on Amud Aleph. Says the and on Amud Beis now. It's just the middle of Amud Beis. So the Bali Tosva say, Rabbeinu Tam, the fourth skinny line on the next Amud. Rabbeinu Tam Lafare says, you know when it's an asbachta or not? Do you have a chance only to win? Or is there also a risk involved? Maybe if there's a risk involved, it's better. Because then it's even. You might win, you might lose. That's Shita Rabbeinu Tam. And then finally, on the bottom of the skinny lines, you have the Shita of the Ri, who's an expansion of Rashi. He has a couple of tanoim. It has to do with its skill, but it also has to do with, is there an exaggeration? Is there a guzma? Right, if I'm going to give you back the whole loan if I don't pay you back the 50. So that's a guzma. Obviously, he doesn't really think that he's going to give it. So there are a couple of conditions in those last few skinny lines of Tosfos that the recess. But that is all explaining why Rav Sheshes holds it's not an asmachta. Who do we paskin like? So Gemar Das Das Machne. So according to Rashi and the Ran, there is full Gemar Das Das Machne if I know it's totally on total chance. Because I know I have no idea. I have no idea what's going to happen. I'll give you something. It depends if it rains tomorrow. It depends. If I have no idea, so then I'm willing. If I know there's a skill involved and I'm going to try to win, and I think that I have some skill, so then it's more of a problem. Because then I don't have full Gemar Das Das. I don't know if Gemiras does. Who do we paskin like? So, if you look in the Baalei Tosos, but not here, Baalei Tosos in Masechta Shabbos and elsewhere, they paskin like Rav Sheshes. According to that, and the Ramah quotes Rav Sheshes. According to that, maybe an occasional gambler might be okay. Right, Rav Sheshes. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. And the Rambam seems to, it's question exactly what the Rambam holds, but the Rambam seems to hold like Rami Bar Chama. Which is even one time, even this is an asmachta. But even so, remember, the Ramah who quotes Rav Sheshes quotes like Rashi and the Ri, that if there's any skill involved, so then it's still asmachta, even according to Rav Sheshes. So that is why most of what we call gambling is out. Any type of card game, it's based on a skill. Even, oh yeah, I'm going to lose most of it. It doesn't matter. Halachically, it's defined as if there's a skill involved, there's a chance that you're trying to win, and therefore that is usur even according to Rav Sheshes. Even according to Rav Sheshes. And let's say any of the sports betting pools. That's also based on skill. Basically, whenever this comes up, I quote one of my former balabatim who was involved in a certain betting pool. So he heard me talk about this in a shiur, and he came over. He's like, come on. How can this be? Find me a heter. So I said, I'm sorry. I said, there's one heter. He says, yeah, what is it? Asmachta litztaka is kanya. We paskin that it's like a Chinese auction in a shul, or any of these raffles where all the money goes to tztaka, so then kanya, because deep down people want to give money to tztaka. So that's what we paskin. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. Asmachta litztaka is kanya. Beis Hashem will come up again later. So I say, so make all the proceeds go to tztaka. So he says, Rabbi, you don't understand. When it comes to a baseball betting pool, it's so long, so many games. People do that for fun. So that's possible that you could get that money to go to tztaka, because people do it for fun. But a football betting pool, they're mamash in it for the money. It's only 15, 16 games. They're in it for the money. They wouldn't do it. I said, okay, nothing to do. So he left. He left and he didn't do it, and the whole thing fell apart because he was like the organizer. Baruch Hashem. So people who see me today, they really like, but Rabbi, you ruined it. I say, Baruch Hashem, it's really my worst aver. So that is the that's a discussion. Any of the pools. I don't think. What about a slot machine? Slot machine. That seems to be the only total luck. So that's just baltashchus, and that's just that's other things. What is the environment where the slot machine is? There are bigger averas probably than avak gezel. Big averas going on. Just open up your eyes around there. Again, never been there, but can only imagine these areas have. So what about a lottery ticket? So Rav Avadia answers a lottery ticket. Rav Avadia answers. He says a lot of the money might go to causes that are not so so Torani. He also says. So he asks it, what? Right, so he asks it for other reasons, but most poskim say it's mutter. I mean, forgetting the Baltashka's issue, but most poskim say it's mutter. Rev Sternbach says, a lottery ticket is like buying a house. If you buy a house, buy real estate, buy stocks, it goes up in value. Is that an asmachta? No, why? Because you own an asset today, so it might appreciate tomorrow. There's no future act that will depend whether the transaction will take place or not. The transaction's finished. I bought a house today. There's no skill, but maybe you know that real estate might go up. You could figure it out. And the lottery ticket is no skill also, right. Lottery ticket is also no skill, but it's like today this is worth $1. Tomorrow it might be worth $5 million. That's how Rav Sternbach looks at it. Therefore, it's an asset that the transaction's finished. I paid for it. Right, so that is the that is what it said. Okay, there's a lot more here. But again, all the posts could talk about this on Hanukkah by the dreidel discussions. So all the Bir Halacha and the Aruch HaShulchan, and everybody talks about it, how we have to be very, very careful regarding this. And again, a major issue is, even if you could find one, fetch out something, it's a total lock and this and this and this and that. Again, the posts could talk about the behavior that goes along with these types of behaviors. And that's also something that's very, very important. And again, the problems, Rahman al-Islam, that in some of our parts of our community that we have today, you know, a lot of them are all linked. The drinking and the gambling and the this and the that, a lot of them are linked, and therefore we should just stay away from everything. Yeah.
Option trading.
What?
Option trading.
Option trading.
I believe there's a skill. You're anticipating what's going to happen.
So I got another Messias more. Maybe when we get Tom and Bass, talk more about it. Maybe the time at the end. She always say, Mark, we'll put you on the spot, but we'll mention it. Okay. Weiter, second to last line. So Alma, time of the Masisa Bishim Yeshiva Shalom. So what do you see in our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda says the Mishnah's reason is Yeshiva Shalom. Hakash Lo Rabbi Rachama. Rabbi Rachama is against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that it's only if you don't have any other business, and Rabbi Rachama says it's Gezel each time. V'chi Tema, Pligi Rabbana Le Rabbi Yehuda. And if you want to say 1 minute, still on the bottom. Maybe it's machlokas tanam, as I explained it before. Maybe Rabbi Rachama holds like the Tanakama. The answer is no. V'yam Rabbi Shimon Levi, kamakam sham Rabbi Yehuda emasai. Whenever Rabbi Yehuda says emasai in the Mishnah, uvameh, like bameh d'var mamurim, eino elo lafarish. He's divrei chachamim. He's coming to explain the chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan amar, emasai lafarish, uvameh lachlok. Emasai is to explain, and bameh is to be cholik. But either way, utakuli alma, emasai lafarishu. Either way, the word emasai is always coming to explain. So you see, says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that whenever Rabbi Yehuda says emasai, he's coming to explain. So there's no machlokas in the Mishnah. So who does Rabbi Rachama hold like? So the Gemara answers, Gavra karamis. Well, you're asking me for Rabbi Shua ben Levi on Rabbi Rachama? He says, Marsover pligi, Marsover lo pligi. Rabbi Rachama would say, no, Emasai here is to be cholik. And he holds like the Tanakama. He holds like the Tanakama that every time is going to be usur. V'lo pligi, is it really true? Now go back to the other shita. Reb Shua ben Levi. And the Gemara asking from him, is it true that there's no machlokas in the Mishnah? And that everybody agrees, according to that opinion, that it's only if ein lo umnes elahu? But for Hatanya, we have a brisa that has explicitly the other opinion. Bein sheish lo umnes ashalohu. Bein shalo ein lo umnes elahu. Harihu zeh pasal. We have a brisa that says explicitly, even if you do it once, your pasal aid is because it's gezel derabanan. So Gemara answers, Hahi, Rabbi Yehuda, Bishem, Rabbi Tarfon, he. No, that Shita, you're right, there is another opinion out there, but that's Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. Titania, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Bishem, Rabbi Tarfon, La'olam, Ein Echanayim, Nazir, Lafish, Nazirus, Ela Lahafla. Neither of them are Nazirs, because Nazir has to be explicit. What's the case? What does Nazirus have to do with anything here? So Rashi explains the case. If two people are sitting on a bench and they see somebody walk by in front of them, and one of them says, oh, that's for sure a Nazir. And the other guy says, oh, that's for sure not a Nazir. You see somebody with long hair. They're guessing if he just has long hair, he's a Nazir. And then two other people that witness these two people on the bench say, I'm a Nazir if that guy's a Nazir. And the other guy says, I'm a Nazir if that guy's a Nazir. So they have all these Nazirim that are totally al Tanai. And then they find out he's a Nazir or he's not a Nazir. So Rabbi Tarfon says, none of them are Nazirs. Why? Because Nazirus has to be based on a full commitment, and none of these people were fully committed to be a Nazir. So it's a case of Asmachta, and therefore, that is the Shita of this Braisa, that Asmachta is a problem, and therefore, even Mesachah B'Kuvia just once would be a problem. Tosus discusses Ma'inyan Nazirus Eitzel Mamanis, the bottom Tosus, and he says it has to do with, you know, the Gemiras Das in one context. You have full Gemiras Das, and if you don't have full Gemiras Das, that can be transferred from one to the other. Interesting, Karen Ora. The Karen Ora says, I haven't done a Karen Ora in a long time, in Nedarim. Karen Ora in Nedarim, Adaf Chafalef, he says, what is all a smarta issue with Nedarim? What about Yaakov Avinu? What about Yaakov Avinu, beginning of a Yetze? Right? If you do everything, give me, if you titanli, beged, lilbosh, flechem lechos, and aseras redul. He made a neder. Seems like an asmachta type of neder. Right? So why wasn't that asmachta? He's putting it on condition beforehand. But it seems to be like is he committing here? There is another big sugya, not for now, but what's the relationship between asmachta and tznai? And tznai. So also, because that's already, the roots of that are in the Rishonim. Asmachta and tznai, reverses, like I always like to say, the three sugyas that you have to learn together, asmachta, tznai, and brera. Those three have to be learned together, because there's a lot of overlap between those three. You have to define exactly what the difference is. But the question of the Karen Ora is that, why should all these nedarim work? Isn't it all asmachta? His answer is, asmachta l'staka. Asmachta lehektish, right? He's going to give it to Mises, he's going to give it to Hektish, and therefore it's Kanya. The other way is, however you give the answer to be mechalik between Tanai and Asmachta, maybe you could give that answer here as well. Okay, weiter. Malva beribis. So the next case of the Mishnah was Malva beribis. Somebody who lends money with ribis is pasul leedus. That is in the Siddaraisa. Amar Rava, lova beribis pasul leedus. The love, the one who borrows money, is pasul also. Why? Because a love is also. We had the Mishnah at the end of Ezeon Neshech, and then Bel Metzia. Who violates ribis? The malva, the love, the edim, the sofer, everybody involved, the arev, everybody involved in the case of ribis. Ribis is all-encompassing usser. Anybody involved in the case is usser. So the love is also, I borrow money, I'm also pasul edus. The anan tadan malva beribis, so why does the Mishnah only say malva? So the answer is no, milve haba beribis. A loan that is with interest, meaning that includes both. That includes both. Milveh al-Babaribis, that includes both. There is a major machlokas we've shown him. If somebody lends money, are they asa daraisa or asa darabanan? Malveh. So it's in our Mishnah. It's in our Mishnah. So all the other ones in the Mishnah we're going to explain are darabanan. So what about a malveh baribis? Shall we say that the Mishnah is only talking about a case where you were malveh baribis darabanan? It wasn't real, it wasn't ribis kitsutsa, it was avak ribis. So the Ran quotes here. Where's the Ran? The Ron quotes here that no, in a case of, just find it, here it is. Pirish, im lava beribis drabanan pasul mi drabanan v'tzorach achraza. V'im lava beribis kitsutza pasul daraisa v'in tzorach achraza. The Ron says, like Rov Rishonim, ribis daraisa, your pasul mi daraisa. What about in the, why is it in the Mishnah? You gotta explain why it's in the Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah's talking about a case where you're only lava beribis drabanan. Shalo kedivrik sasmada mefarshim. Against some mefarshim. Who are these mefarshim? Tosus quotes this. in the first pasuk we quoted off with today, that malva beribis even daraisa is only possible with your rabbanan. Why? Why? Because there is a concept by pasul edus that you have to realize that it's usur. If people don't think it's usur, so then it's usur, but they're not pasul edus for it. So says Tosfos, maybe that's why any people who lend money with interest and take money with interest, people don't think that's usur. People think that's business. Business is that you lend money and that's it. Malva beribis. So that's the Ron quotes that, but he quotes a raya against that, and therefore he thinks like Rov Rishonim, Malva beribis is also usur de'o raisa. It's also usur de'o raisa, somebody who's malva beribis, but the love also. There is another machlokas Rishonim, the Nemuki Yosef here mentions. What about the Amalve Beribis is Pasul Daraisa when he lends Daraisa, according to Moshe, and Pasul Rabbanim when he lends Rabbanim? What about the Love? So many Rishonim say that a Love is only Pasul Le'edus when it's Ribis Daraisa. But the Love by Ribis Darabanim is not Pasul Le'edus. We discussed that in Bamatsiyah, but that's what some of the Rishonim discuss here. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Barbenatis. Asida Beitresadi, Barbenatis. There were two witnesses that testified about him. Chadam or Kami di Dioze Berivisa. One of them said, I saw Barbenatis lend money with interest. The Chadam or Lidi Dioze Berivisa. The other one said, he lent me money with interest. There are two witnesses that are saying Barbenatis lend money with interest. Possibly Rava Barbenatis. So Rava apostled him. Rava says, two witnesses against Barbenatis. He's Pasol Edus. I have a Rava who dam, I love a Rivas Pasol Edus. But didn't Rava just say that if you borrow money, you're also Pasol? So this guy is saying that he's Pasol. Vahavile Rasha. And therefore he's saying about himself that he's a Rasha. Vahatora Amra Al Tashis Rasha Aid. So how do we trust the other guy that says he lent me with interest? He's saying he did something wrong. So look at our answer. No, Rava Lataime. We have this back on Daf Tes. Rava goes according to his reasoning. The Amar Rava. Adam Karov Esel Atzmo. Vein Adam Esel Atzmo Rasha. A person cannot self-incriminate themselves. They cannot pass on themselves. And therefore we will trust him about the other guy lending with interest, but we won't listen to him about the half of his testimony that it was him that did it. That it was he that borrowed the money with interest. Period. Did Rava kasher even if the guy comes to court and says, I already paid with interest and I want my money back? Or is it only if he says, I agreed to the loan but I didn't pay yet? That is the machlokas we showed him here. The Mordechai and others. The Stipler says, what's the nekudas of machlokas? Again, the Mordechai says, if he paid already and I want his money back, he's an ogeba edus. Then we're not going to trust him at all. But other Rishonim say, no, even if he paid already. So the Stipler says, maybe it's totally on what the problem of Nogea Be'edus is. We've alluded to this, I think, 2 days ago. Is Nogea, Simon Tazvav, in the Stipler right here, is the problem of Nogea Be'edus Achshash Meshaker? You might be lying, right? You might be involved in the case. You might be lying, so we're not going to trust you. Or is Nogea Be'edus a problem of Baldavar? If you can be affected by the case, then you are halachically one of the parties. You're a Baldavar, and therefore a Baldavar cannot be an aid. So said the Stipler, if you say it's based on Achshash Meshaker, that he might be lying because you're involved. So then once you give the money, then you're an Ogeb Eidus. You want your money back, so we're not going to trust you. That's the Mordechai here. But if you say, no, it's a formal problem of Baal Dovar, then it could be once you say Palgidon Dibura, that we forget what we say about you. We forget what we say about you, and therefore you will be trusted. So says the Stipler, Simon Tezvav, he quotes 10 Nafkaminas, but this is one of them. What is the reason for Nogea Be'edus? Baldavar or Shasheker? Nafkamina is our Gemara. Weiter. Hahutavcha dishtakach denafka treifasa bitusa yadei. There was a shochet that somebody found a piece of treif in his store. Pasle Rav Nachman va'avre. Rav Nachman pasled him and removed him from his position. Ozal, he went. Ravi mazi v'tofre. He started growing his hair and his nails long. He started like acting, trying to do tshuva. Sav Rav Nachman lachshure. Rav Nachman said, look at him. Must be we should kasher him now. Amalei Rava, no, Dilmai Rumi Kamarim. Maybe he's just tricking us. Maybe he's just putting on a show. Elvai Takante, what does he have to do to show us that he's really a Baal Tshuva? Kid Ravidi Baravin, Dam Ravidi Baravin, Hachoshen Ola Trefus, Ein Lo Takana Ashi Yilach Lamakam Shem Akirin. So he's got to move. He's got to go to a different place where they don't recognize him and there act like a Baal Tshuva. Not here, where everybody knows him, he's going to put on a show. And also, the Yachzer Aveda B'davar Chashiv, he has to honestly return an aveda, which is a lot of money. So you see, he's not in, being chomed mamon anymore. Oh, she yoti treif midachas yado, but never chashem mishalo. Or he himself has a piece of treif and he's going to lose money on it, but he'll throw it out, and everybody will realize that he's not out to trick people anymore. Right? That's what he has to do. In order to become kosher. The Rishonim here, I'll read you again from the Ran. The Ran here says that in Maseches Bechoros, we say that the all you have to do by a by if you're chashid, you have to go in front of a Bez Din and say, I accept not to do it anymore. And here you have to go through this whole process. Where there says, Yeshlam Takana, but Kabbalah's Divrei Chavros, Bifnei Bez Din, that's it. To go above and beyond here. So what's the difference between the Gemara in Bechoros and the Gemara here? It's fascinating. The Ran quotes three answers. The Ravid, the Ramban, and Rabbeinu David. He quotes them all by name. Three answers. He says, maybe here the difference is, here we're talking about he did it b'mezid. Oh, but the Goran Bechoros, somebody was chashed, he wasn't careful about selling. But here his mom is doing it b'mezid, selling treif meat b'mezid. So you got to do more than just accept. He has to show it in action. Number one. Number two, the Ramban says here it's different because he was an appointed by the community. He had a position and everybody relied on him. So it could very well be that he just wants his position back. Not a private person that's trying to do tshuva. So we've got to have extra precautions when it comes to that. And number three, of course, Rabbeinu David is a similar idea. Rabbeinu David expands on the Ramban, but that is the also. The here it's clear, and he might, again, might be wanting to get his position back. I don't want to go through the differences now, but that's the Ramban and Rabbeinu David. Okay, basically two answers, which are expanded into three. Weiter. Mafricha Yonim. The pigeon racers. So my mafricha yonim. What's the case of mafricha yonim in the Mishnah? That's pasul eidus. Ha chatarguma itakta me yonach liyon. So the pshat that I said already, first pshat is, I'm going to race my pigeon is faster than your pigeon. If my pigeon comes in first, then you're going to pay me. Meaning pigeon racers. Rav Chama baroshi amar ara. Rav Chama gives a different pshat. In mafricha yonim ara, it's, I have a pigeon that's able to lure your pigeons away. Somehow I train my pigeon to go fly near your pigeon coop, and that will lure your pigeons to come fly back into my rishus. That's the problem of mafricha yonim. So it's a gezel type of halacha. So man da amri takmi yonech liyon. According to the one who says the pigeon racer, my time alomar ara. Why doesn't he say ara? Omar lacha ara be darki shalom ba'alma. No, ara wouldn't be possible because that's darki stam darki shalom. Because Rashi quotes that pigeons in general are not legally owned because pigeons fly from here to there and here to there, and therefore if I take your pigeons, they're not really stealing because you don't really own them in the first place because pigeons fly all over the place. So that's why that wouldn't be included. But according to what it says, Ara, why doesn't he say the pigeon racers? It's exactly the same case as Masach and Bekuvia. Pigeon racers, dice players. They're both smacks of gazelle. So therefore, it's not separate. The Idach, according to the one that says it's pigeon racers, why does he have both pigeon racers and dice players in the Mishnah? Tana tola b'das asma, but tana tola b'das yono. Because it depends. One is a case where you're relying on yourself, the dice, and the other one is that you're relying on your pigeon, v'tzricha, and you need both cases. And this is a little bit maybe where Rashi got his shita from. The more skill, the worse it is. D'i tana tola b'das asma, if you only have the case of the dice player, maybe that's an asmachta. Hasamu d'lo gamru makvi, he does not commit. The amar, kim le b'nafshai, d'yadana tvei. Hey, I know how to play this game better than anybody else. So that's a case of asmachta. I will tell about Yono Imalo. But if it's totally on the pigeon, so maybe the Ewe would say, it's not an asmachta. Look, it's out of my hands. It's more, it's less biado. It's less biado. It's more based on luck. So if it's on a tolo b'das yono, but if it's the other way, tolo b'das yono, if you only had the case of the pigeon racers, the Omar, binaksha talya milsa. Hey, the pigeon races faster if I have the have these knockers, these clappers that make noise. So v'anaya danolim kushe tvei, I'm a great clapper. I know how to motivate my pigeon to go very fast. So that's why, that would be a case of asmachta. Avol tola b'das atzmo, emalo. But in the other case, maybe the guy will think, you know what? I know how to play, but maybe the other guy also knows how to play. Who says I'm better? So tzricha. That's why you need both of them, because both of them are problems of asmachta. Good. Meisvei. Next kasha, 15-line brisa, long brisa. We'll see what the kasha is once we get to the bottom. There's going to be a kasha on the manda amar of ara. That's what this whole meisvei is. Hamasach ibekuvya. What's the ibekuvya? Elo ena masach kem epishpishin. Those who play with dice, vol epishpishin bovad amru. Not only those who play with dice. Elo afilu klifeya goes in muklifei rimonim. Even those who play with shells of nuts, shells of pomegranates, whatever you play with. You know, it's a problem of of gambling. The emasai chazarasan. When do could we assume that they did shuva and they'll be kosher le'edus again? Which, by the way, and I mentioned it before, but I should mention it. Part of being possible le'edus is that people know that it's a problem. So that is why, let's say somebody knows, remember this also once happened, one of my tamidim, I spoke about this a few weeks ago in yeshiva, when he came over to me and says, but I was at a wedding, and I know there was a man there that was an aide under the chuppah, and I know he gambles. I said, it's, try not to have that before, at a wedding. But if the guy doesn't think it's usher, which many people don't think it's usher, so then it's still usher. It's mamish gazel, but it could be that they're not pasul leidus if they don't think it's usher. That is what we're going to have later on in Tosfos. But that's also part of being pasul leidus. If you have to know that it is usher. Once somebody goes to a shir and hears about it, then that's it. It's finished. Then it's usher. But again, it's a problem. Maybe you could say there are other edim there, but. Rav Shachter has said the story a number of times. I remember I heard it 20 years ago, almost 20 years ago, but I'm sure many also have had it. He said one time he was at a wedding, and he was called up to be an Eid Kedushin right next to the guy, along with the guy who was sitting next to him. So Rav Shachter went up, and the other guy didn't move. I don't know why the guy didn't move. This other guy, he saw he was there. They called and called. They figured he wasn't there, so they called somebody else. So then the next week, Rav Shachter says, it was in all the papers that this guy was indicted on fraud charges, on... whatever, he was arrested. It's like, I knew he was possible aidus. He didn't want to be the aid. He didn't want to bashter the chuppah. But again, we should be careful. Dr. Abraham told me also 2 nights ago, I mentioned I was at the wedding with him, so I was sitting next to him. So he said that he was an aide at a couple of Reb Neuwirth's children's weddings, Shmir Shabbos. So he said one of the times, he said before the wedding, Reb Neuwirth came to him and said, you know the most important person at the wedding, besides the chassan and the kala, you know, is an innate kedushin, so do tshuva. That's what he told him. He says you got to be at a certain level to be an Eid Kedushin. Dr. Abraham does not need to do tshuva, but one of the holy men. But anyways, that's today. Kedushin is a very important person. We should be careful who we have, who are our Eid Kedushin. Anyway, back to the Gemara, talking about Eidim. So Vemas Achazarasan. So when do we consider that they did tshuva? Mishi Yishabros Pishpaseim, when they break and they throw out their dice. The Yachsu Bohen Chazar Gemura, and they do tshuva, Da'afilu Bechinim Lo'avdi. They don't even gamble for free. That's full tshuva. They don't do it. They don't do those actions. Again, it whets the appetite. It whets the appetite, these types of games, even if you do it for free. When is their tshuva? When they rip up their shtaros. They don't even let money beribis with a non-Jew. Right, so that's mutter. The question is, the Shram Sina Balacha asks, if you remember, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah. It's not only a mutter, it's a mitzvah. L'nachri tashich. So how can you say that you shouldn't do this? So he says beautifully, no, based on the Rambam. Remember the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam says everything should be the middle path, the Shvil Azav. What if somebody finds himself going to one extreme? So then what do you have to do? You have to go to the other extreme in order to balance out. That's what the Rambam says Nazir is. The Rambam says Nazir is not a good thing. The Ramban says it's a great thing. The Rambam says a Nazir is a Chote. Why? What does he has to do it. He has to do it because if he finds himself too much involved in Taiva, he has to go to the other extreme, so he'll end up in the middle, balance out. So, says the Sharm Sir Balacha here, maybe that's the pshat here, even if you want to say it's a mitzvah, but if I find myself too much in terms of taking interest from a Jew, I have to go to the other extreme, and then hopefully I'll balance out in the middle. Vayter in the Brisa, Mafricha Yonim, Eilu Shemamrinis Ayonim, those who egg on the pigeons to race, Velo Yonim Bilvad, Amru Ela Afilu Behema Chayva Of, any type of animal racer. Horse racing, any type of racing. The Emasai Chazarasan, when is their tshuva? Mishi Yishabrus Pygmeim, Yachshub, and Chazar Gemura, where they break their tools that they use to encourage the animal, and they do tshuva, Dafilu Bamibra Nami Lo'avdi. They don't even raise pigeons in the desert for nothing. Sochre Shvias, let's do the whole brisa. Eilish and Osev and Osev Bepeir Shvias, those who do business with Shvias fruit. The Emasai Chazarasan, Mishi Tagia Shvias Acherzi Yibadlu. And when is their tshuva? When another Shvias comes and they don't do it. They don't do it. You got to wait 7 years for this tshuva. V'yamar Reb Nechemya, lo chazaras v'ram bil v'adamru, not only in words, al chazaras mamon, but if somebody violates shvius, they even have to return the money. Ketzad, Omer, he has to say, ani ploni bar ploni kinatim mazayim zuz beber shvius. I gathered 200 zuz in shvita fruit, v'harihen nesunin b'matan al aniyim. And they are, all that money is given to the aniyim. That's the end of the brisa. We didn't ask the question yet, but it's the end of the brisa. But the Yad Ramah is mayor. Why only on the last one does it say, and you have to return the money? But what about the other first three? You don't have to return the money. So he said, no, of course. By the first three, of course you have to return the money. You stole, right? You took somebody's money by pigeon racing and ribbis. Here the chiddush is that you didn't really take anybody's money, right? Payers fias or hefker. It's hefker. You took from the poor. So he says, even there, the chiddush is dafka, that last one, that even there, you have to return it because it's considered aniyims. Tani mihas, but what do you see from this whole discussion? Behema, in the example of racing, it's also spoke about animals. So according to the pshat that we're talking about pigeon racers, so you could have animal racers too. But according to the one who says that mafricha yona means you have a pigeon that's able to lure the other pigeons to your place, behema basachihi. Do you ever have such an animal that could do that? And we say, oh, Bafricha Yonim is also by animals. Do you ever have an animal that can lure other animals? So the Gemara says, yeah, in Bashar Abar, by wild oxen, Ukamanda Amar, Shar Abar min Behemahu. Right? Shar Abar and a Shar Abar, according to the opinion that a Shar Abar, a wild ox, is in Behema, not a Chaya. Ditznan, Shar Abar min Behemahu, Rabbi Yossi Omer min Chaya. So if you say it's a Behema, that's what the Brisa is referring to.
Does that mean it's the end of the Brisa is that it's Kolel everything, or just only when you have an animal that's.
According to the Mandamar of Ara, Mafricha Yonim is Ara. Again, according to the one who holds Ara, he says pigeon racing is also Aser. It's just included in Masacha Bekuvia. Everybody agrees the racing is Aser. It's just that he also says that the luring cases are also Aser. The other Mandamar says that's not true. No, because that luring is just because of Darki Shalom, you're not going to be Pasalei this for it.
Says Behema and Chaya.
What? So Chayas, maybe the Gemara assumes that we have Chayas that are that type. But Behemas, we didn't know, the tame animals. Okay, says the Gemara Tana. There is, you can look, we don't have time to go into it, the Rav in Ala Tshuva, in the beginning of Ala Tshuva, page 21 and 22, he discusses the different types of Tshuva as we discussed in the past, the concept of Kapara and Tahara, that a Chet, the Chet is Mechayiv me in Onish, but it also is Metame my Neshama. So there he talks about this Gemara, that if a Chet just like, I'm Mechayiv something, I just have to return the money. But here I have to get rid of the whole environment. This Gemara is Tahara. This Gemara is not just Kapara, it's Tahara. The Rav quotes this as one of his rayas of the more inclusive idea of Tshuva. It's not just Mechayev, the Chet is not just Mechayev, it's Metame, and Tshuva is not just Mechaper, it's Metaher. And this is the Tshuva of Tahara. Tana, a little more. Hosipu Aleyen. So the Brisa added on a couple of people to the list of Psulei Edus. Hagazlonim v'hachamsonim. A gazlan, somebody who steals, and a chamson, somebody who forces the other person to pay money, to sell something for money. A chamson is, come on, sell it to me. Here, and he takes the money, I throw you the money and I grab your item. That's a chamson. You end up getting the money. So says the Gemara, gazlan, daraisu. Gazlan is a daraisa. What do you mean that should be on the list? Lo nisrucha ela lemesias cherishot avakata. Another case is where even somebody who steals something that is found by a cherishot avakata, which is not halachically owned by them. Right? So that's why even that is possible. So what was the switch in thought? Meikarasav, originally when it was not on the list, they thought mesias cherishot avakata, lo shchicha, it's not such a common case. Inami, bibnei darki shalom, or just the only reason you can't take it from them is because of darki shalom, societal good, ba'alma. Ba'alma, kivan the chazer, but since they saw the sof mamona who took a shakli, since lamaisa they saw people were taking money that wasn't really theirs, paslinu rabbanan, so they added them onto the list. Hachamsonin, what about chamsonin? So why were they originally not on and later put on? Meikara suffered to make kayav. Originally they thought, hey, they're paying the money. You're right, they're throwing the money at the person and taking it up on purpose, but they were giving them the money, so akroi ba'amu, so it's just, it's not considered real gezel. It's akroi, it happened, but it's not real gezel because they actually paid for it, but kivan dechazer dechatvi, but once they saw that it was really grabbing, the guy, well, Maisa didn't want to give it, gazer behu rabbanan, so rabbanan were gozer on them. Tomorrow, let's just get it to the two dots, but tomorrow we're going to start with Tosfos, who talks about why aren't they possible for a different event, get chamson. Why aren't they possible? Because of lo sachmod. Lo sachmod. So we'll start off tomorrow with 7 minutes discussion of lo sachmod, all about lo sachmod, based on this Tosas of Meikara. Let's just do the next three lines. Tana. Odo Sivolayan. Also added on. Haroim, shepherds, who many times shepherd their animals in other people's yards. Hagaboyin, tax collectors. Hamochsin, other tax collectors. So Roim, shepherds. Meikarasav, originally they weren't on the list. Why? Akrei Ba'amahu. Okay, once in a while they go into somebody else's property, but it doesn't happen so often. Kivan, the Chazat, the Kamachavni, the Shadu, the Chachila, once the Rabbanan saw that the shepherds specifically took their animals into other people's property, Gazer Behu, Rabban, the Rabbanan were Gozer on them. Okay, we'll stop here. We will start with Hashem, Mosach mode, and then we'll continue tomorrow to get to talk about Shvius, get to talk about Kesher Shel Rishaim, other issues that come up, Beth Hashem, tomorrow. Tomorrow, again, today's shiur was sponsored, L'Refuah Shalema, Beilachana, Bas Esther, L'Refuah Shalema.